This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Talk about a jam-packed transmission. These ladies are about to run in about 5 minutes. They are going to do another interview, fighting for this republic. We got Ted Nugent coming up, and we also have coming up right now in the elevator, Roger Stone. And we're going to talk about inside the battle at Fox. And these ladies were aware of the big mix-up at Fox, but they weren't aware of the full import, because this is a coup. We need articles in InfoWars. We need everyone to explain. I have inside Fox sources. Other people do. I'm going to ask Stone about this. And what my sources told me, in fact, Stone's here now, there is a war to shut down right now, as we speak, Fox News in an election year, 3 months out from the election, and it's Megyn Kelly claiming Roger Ailes squeezed her too hard. Because the ladies were hugging me during the break, and I'm going to get another one here in a minute. And imagine, that's what they're trying to bring down Fox News with, to literally turn it into CNN during an election. This is sabotage. This is a coup, but of the media, just like what you saw in Turkey. It's very serious. What do you ladies make of that?
Well, you know, I think it's very sad. Mm-hmm. I think that people need to start getting their facts straight, getting mm-hmm. everything together,
yes.
Because we don't need to lose. When we cut on our TV, we want to see conservative television, conservative news.
That's
so
right.
If we lose Fox, what else do we have on television? Because everything else tends to lean left.
That's right.
So I just hope everything works out, and it's going to work out for everybody.
Well, we're going to have to go to the underground. We're going to have to do it like networking back
That's
and forth.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, we got to do what we got.
We got Alex Jones here.
We have Alex Jones. We got to get Donald Trump into the White House.
Right.
Well, that's why I put airplanes in the sky with Hillary for president. It's why I've got billboards driving around with InfoWars, you know, learn the truth.
Yes.
It's why we got 94.5, which is a pirate, but it doesn't hurt the other stations,
mm-hmm.
which is broadcasting here in Cleveland,
yeah.
You know, just during this event. So the people's media is under attack. We turn the heat up.
We got to do what we got to do.
That's right.
We have to use what we have.
That's
get
right.
what we want.
Absolutely.
That's what we gotta do.
I love it.
Yeah, there's a camera crew here. I thought that was Stone. Was Stone with one?
Stone's
here.
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, he's in the bathroom. Okay. All right. Well, ladies, you're awesome. I can't believe that we're sitting here. I can't believe we're sitting here talking about them trying to bring down Fox News. They're trying to bring down Clear Channel. They're trying to bring down talk radio. They admit they want the return of the Fairness Doctrine. They are trying to openly censor the Internet. They have the Federal Elections Commission admitting they want to shut Drudge down. I mean, folks, Drudge came here to warn us last year to our studio. I mean, this is real. We've got to rally together now
to
defend this republic.
Exactly. That's right. We love Drudge. We love Matt Drudge. We love Drudge.
Yes.
We don't want nobody to
ladies, I mean, the attacks here, and Americans aren't used to seeing this type of Soviet-style censorship or fascist censorship.
Yes.
So, we're kind of like not used to it, like dodo birds weren't used to being hunted, so they all got killed. This is happening. We got to raise the alarm now.
Yes.
This is really going on. This is really unfolding. This is the battle for the republic.
So
and they
is,
wouldn't be shutting Fox down and taking it over if they weren't threatened.
Yeah. That's right.
Totalitarianism that we're facing here.
Yes. So it's not free press, it's control press is what they're trying to do now. It's
absolutely. Well, ladies, we're going to go out to break here, but I'm going to get a hug here with you guys. Thank you so much. You were just awesome. Thank you so much. It's the battle for the Republic of Fox. We've got to come together.
Love you.
Thank you so much. You ladies are awesome.
Thank you so much.
So those ladies have a lot of energy, folks.
Okay.
We're going out to break. I'm getting Stone in here.
Okay.
We'll go out to break with myself getting physically attacked. It's all right, folks. We're going to, we'll go out to break. Stay with us. And we're going to get Stone here. Stay with us.
Like the communist started to attack Alex, and he defended himself.
Crazy time.
Oh yeah.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I was just talking to Roger during the break. Thank you for joining us. Ted Nugent's coming up, bottom of the hour, and I was talking about the fact that, yes, we're having some major victories, and Trump's been nominated. We defeated them trying to steal the election. We saw Hillary openly steal it in a horrible fashion. From Bernie Sanders. So this country's in trouble. And so just like they have coups in foreign countries, there's coups in major media operations, just like Ted Cruz tried to take over the Phyllis Schlafly operation, or at least somebody in his crew did. This is much bigger. There is a coup at Fox. I'm not getting this from Stone, though he confirmed some of it for me. He, of course, has a lot of contacts at Fox and works as a consultant for him for years. And so I'm just filling you in on the fact that from my sources, this is a real coup over Roger Ailes hugging women when they hug him, just like I hugged Diamond and Silk earlier when they were here. So for me, this is the biggest issue. Yes, we're having victories. Yes, the mainstream media is on its heels at certain levels, but if they take down Fox, and you're talking about dozens of people trying to leave, Sean Hannity, you name it. That's why I've been defending Hannity lately, saying he's got courage, because I know from sources he's been threatened to be fired, his contract not to be renewed in a few years, if he keeps basically letting Trump talk about rape. That's the big no-no. It's why he's been not on Fox in 6 months, even though he works there. And I don't mean to give inside baseball. There's some other people, Roger, tell me if I'm wrong, This is not from Stone. I have other contacts. And it's not Tucker Carlson either. I had dinner with the other night. This is going on. This is a major coup. I knew about it 6 months ago. And now they're implementing it right before the election. It's a very bold move. Roger, how big a deal is this?
Look, I think it's huge. Let me be very clear. I'm not a contributor at Fox, so I have no self-interest in my comments today. This is, I think, the move of the globalists, sons of Rupert Murdoch, who would like Fox to be more like CNN, who would like Fox to be more like the Sky Channel in the UK. That, of course, from a business point of view, would be an enormous mistake because the conservatives will merely go elsewhere. They'll go to InfoWars. They'll go elsewhere. Also, I've known Roger Ailes for almost 50 years. I know him as a family man. I knew him when he was younger. These are ridiculous charges. Among other things, one thing no one has ever accused Roger Ailes is of being stupid. It's the idea that he would, that he would stick it in the company inkwell, as it were, is just out of the question. Roger Ailes could have any beautiful woman he wants. He is very wealthy based on his success of building the monolith that is Fox. So knowing him as I have no doubt whatsoever that these charges are trumped up BS. If he indeed leaves Fox, Fox will not be the richer for it. Fox will be surpassed by a new conservative network. Oh, look, the other thing I could tell you is Ailes has one more launch in him. He's got one more act in him. So if he is discharged, I think he'll have the opportunity to build a new cable news network.
Plus, those people are all trained under him for decades. You take 30 of the people from Fox, that is Fox.
Well, and the people who know him best, like Sean Hannity, like Monica Crowley, like Judge Andrew Napolitano, these are people are my friends. They will all tell you this is nonsense. This is trumped up charges to try to remove a major conservative voice from the media. So I have ultimate confidence in Roger Ailes, and I hope he fights these charges because they are ridiculous. Also, why did Gretchen Carlson wait so long to make these accusations? Why did she only make them when her career appeared to be in jeopardy? The other point I would make here is that that Alex is exactly right. This is part and parcel of the effort, which is that we see across the board on cyberspace, on every other medium. I myself have been banned at CNN. I've been banned at MSNBC. Why? Because I'm politically incorrect. I met with somebody from CNN yesterday. We had a very pleasant conversation, and I said, well, "Why am I? I'm really just kind of curious. It's bad enough that you ban people. That was a tactic for Adolf Hitler, I believe, and Stalin. But you let Ted Cruz come on the air in prime time, attack me by name, and then you don't give me a chance to respond.
So they've taken you off because you're effective and you're not following the White House talking points that you don't talk about rape." We're going to talk about how Donald Trump is real nice to women when he's not married and dates them and treats them real nice. So that's some sexual abuse. But meanwhile, they're settling rape cases for Clinton. And so now they're trying to bring down Roger Ailes the same way. And a lot of people are saying, oh, good, that means we'll get more viewers and listeners. No, that's not how it works. They're coming after Matt Drudge and Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones next. Guaranteed. Drudge has come here to warn me. I've been warned. I've been warned by other people. He's been warned by Supreme Court Justice, the woman still alive. This is a major climate shift, folks, in politics to total totalitarianism. So that's why I wanted to up front and center cover this. We're going to skip this break because the time we have here is so important. This country is in an emergency. And that's why it's important for viewers and listeners. I'm not going to even plug right now. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product. Some of the big sales are ending today. Fund our operation. Great products you need. We're self-funded. The enemy has trouble shutting off sponsors this way. This is the future, by the way. This is where the media is going. And so understand, folks, that I don't even want a big giant studio all the time. I don't need one. People want to see how this is real. Teleprompter free. I'm going over there to get a glass of water, whatever. This is just real people in the trenches fighting, not putting on airs. Now, let's shift gears into how we counter this and then, more importantly, into the current election. But I really see this as a desperation signal by them to openly destroy or start destroying their Fox franchise with up to 30 of their people now saying they're ready to leave. This is seismic, folks. This is really a political shot heard around the world that they would desperately try to threaten us not to have rallies, try to shut down free speech, ban you on all the networks, basically ban you everywhere, admit you're banned everywhere, except not admit you've been banned at Fox, where I know you were a consultant in the past, then suddenly 6 months you haven't been on there. I mean, this really shows they're desperate. Am I right?
Yeah, no, I have been a contributor at Fox, and I have had some notable performances there in which I got a chance to lay out the truth. But most of the mainstream media is afraid of the truth. Here's the biggest point, Alex, which is if we're going to persecute Roger Ailes for what I think are very thin charges of sexual harassment, what about Bill Clinton? What about Bill Clinton and Juanita Broderick and Paula Corbin Jones and the courageous Kathleen Willey and Christy Zurcher, Eileen Wellstone, Helen Dowdy, Becky Brown? This list goes on and on. But the mainstream media ignores sexual assault, ignores Bill Clinton exposing himself to women in an aroused state, ignores Bill Clinton biting his victims, his signature move, as authenticated by Michael Isikoff, then of Time, now of Yahoo, authenticated by the Roger Morris of the Washington Post. These are not exactly left-wing journalists. Let's be very clear. Bill Clinton is a real sexual predator. And the only reason that Bill Cosby is being prosecuted and Bill Clinton is not is racism. This is racist. And it's time for Bill Clinton to be prosecuted.
Now let's shift gears into the current campaign. What is Lewandowski, who I've left alone, I'm taking the gloves off, what is the former campaign head, after you were the campaign head for Trump, what on earth is he doing going after the current campaign head and blaming him for this Trump speech, Mrs. Trump speech? All I know is I looked at those speeches, the transcripts. This is stuff almost everybody says in every speech about their roots and where they came from. I mean, that's like saying Trump plagiarized Make America Great Again. That's from Ronald Reagan. Well, that was said before that, too. I mean, there's certain things like the word Titanic you can't plagiarize, and I just don't think that there's been this problem. But even if there was, Obama's been caught clearly plagiarizing, as speechwriters have before. So much of language has already been used. My issue is, what is he doing running around on TV bad-mouthing the current head of the campaign? That sounds like something a Clinton operative would do.
Well, I think it's obvious that he is putting his own personal self-interest and his grudges against the election of the man he professes to say is his friend and whose candidacy he supports. Look, I think Corey Lewandowski is essentially talentless and that he has a screw loose. His commentary on CNN is inane and self-serving. If there was plagiarism, according to what I just read in the New York Times, it appears that it is the fault of some person, a relatively low level, not in the Trump campaign, but at the Trump organization, someone who was well-meaning and thought they were helping.
That's what I heard. That's what I like about them. They are so mom and pop that they got her words, put together a speech, and then she gave it to what this PR friend's what I heard through the grapevine, that then just put the standard thing you put in all speeches about your roots and your family.
Yeah, but to say that, to come out publicly and say that Trump should fire Rick Gates, a very capable guy who serves as Paul Manafort's right-hand man, or Paul Manafort, who is the guy responsible for crushing the rebellion in the Rules Committee and crushing the floor fight, who is the master political technician when it comes to conventions, this is not serving the candidate well. Now, I happen to know that Lewandowski, inebriated last night, tried to crash the Trump family box and had to be restrained by security guards.
Excuse me?
Yes.
This is
I don't know if that's been printed yet. We may be breaking news, but
say that again. Wow.
Corey Lewandowski tried to crash the Trump family skybox last night in an inebriated state and had to be restrained by security guards. This guy is clearly out of his mind. I think he's probably worried about a story that appeared several weekends ago in the New York Post,
money,
allegations of embezzling, paying inflated prices for T-shirts and hats and posters and then taking a skim from the vendor. Now, I don't know if that's true, but sooner or later, I would guess there's going to be a formal investigation. So this guy has not only, it appears, tried to damage Trump's candidacy, may have stolen from him, And he's obviously out of control. I just don't know how
he can handle power.
Well, and Donald Trump Jr. Gave an interview earlier today in which he said, we know that Lewandowski is spreading disinformation about the campaign. I heard from a journalist last night who told me very breathlessly, I understand Melania Trump is furious over the speech incident. She's blaming Manafort and she wants Corey Lewandowski back. Every single part of that is a lie, every bit. And under a little bit of cross-examining, be paying very clear who her source was.
So, I've been talking to you behind the scenes. He's not a conscious saboteur. He's just an egomaniac buffoon.
Yes, I think that's a good characterization.
Wow. Well,
he's a buffoon in the non-pejorative sense of the word. Go ahead.
Wow, I tell you. Well, we covered some of the negative because that's stuff we've got to deal with. The system's hitting the panic button because populism's rising worldwide. You got Nigel Farage here with huge crowds, rock star, the Brexit's happening. But the empire is striking back. The special interests, the Republican and Democratic machines have combined forces. They've been all meeting in secret around town. You know, they all said they wouldn't go to the convention, but they're all here, sneaking around in the shadows. I've seen some of them, so that's been confirmed. Romney and the rest scurrying about literally at night, getting into cars and things. So what is afoot in the king's court? Clearly they know he's who America wants. But clearly there's a lot of subterfuge and cloak and dagger different types of skullduggery taking place.
Yeah, no, look, this is a perfect moment to pay homage to a guy who is a real American patriot. Senator Bob Dole is here.
He's supporting
the Trump
campaign. His campaign too.
I worked for him as a legislative assistant, and I worked in his 1996 campaign. He's here. He's in his 90s. This guy is frail, but he's willing to go out and campaign for the Trump-Pence ticket. He's doing his party duty. Now let's contrast him with the Bushes. Where are they? They're not here. You know why? Because they care only about themselves. They care only about lining their own pockets.
And they also vacation with the Clintons.
And their pockets, and the pockets of their cronies, while their policies have made the country poorer, while their policies have made jobs almost obsolete in this country. So I think it's a great juxtaposition. The Bushes are criminals. I've written a book on this, Jeb and the Bush Crime Family. If you haven't seen it, you can go to Infowars.com and snag it right now. I put that in stark contrast to a true American patriot, a guy who was hit by a shell and had to have his entire body reconstructed because of his service in World War II, Bob Dole, a true American patriot, a giant, compared to the Bushes, just a giant.
The Bushes are a bunch of they're organized crime, and they've got so many even patriots people thinking they're good because W goes and sees the veterans with the hospital, and I think W is a lot better than someone like Cheney. I don't think he actually ran a lot of stuff, we're kind of going back in the past. The point is, this is all a referendum on the Clintons and the Bushes. It's time to put them on the ashbin of history. It's time for them to go away.
Yeah, look, the whole rise of Trump is a rejection of 30 years of bipartisan treason at a maximum, of bad decisions at a minimum by the Bushes and the Clintons. What have they jointly given us? Endless war, erosion of our civil liberties, massive debt and borrowing, bailouts for the swindlers and the crooks on Wall Street while average people can't find work, and an expensive, ineffective, inefficient, seemingly incoherent foreign policy. We're for Iraq. No, we're for Iran. No, we're for Iraq. Maybe we should be for Iran. We invariably end up facing guns that we've either given people or sold people. We have a president who can't even figure out who the enemy
Trump,
is.
Trump admits we've been bought up by the communist Chinese, that Hillary's an operative. He openly talks about how we're funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda and is advised by General Flynn that exposed that Obama's running ISIS. I mean, he is just everything he's doing. He doesn't want war with Russia, which the West is clearly starting. Not wanting war with Russia is enough for me to support Trump. I mean, the guy is awesome. I've been told by somebody who's been a business with him and known him for 40 years, Dr. Jerome Corsi, that I've been talking to him, Corsi before when Trump calls him up. The guys know each other pretty well, not as well as you do, obviously. But he said, listen, Alex, I'm not going to get into it, but he said, Trump knows everything when it comes to what you know. He knew it before you were born about the New World Order. And he said he basically has just been keeping quiet the whole time, even though he fought NAFTA and yet did some things. And the point is now he's sucker punching them. That's why they're crapping their pants. And he basically is like a libertarian sleeper cell. Is that accurate?
I think he has a very good fix about who these country's enemies are. He has never been a globalist. He's a nationalist. He doesn't believe in the New World Order. He believes in American sovereignty. He doesn't believe in their schemes for trade. The
and
NAFTA,
he knows Russia's barely on its knees. Why attack them?
Well, he doesn't want war with Russia. He wants to reach an accommodation with Russia in which everybody can live in peace. Hillary was the one who wants war with Russia because I'm sure she's taking giant contributions from the munitions factory.
Yeah, and sorry, lady, we got kids. We don't want World War III.
So, and I have no doubt, knowing Trump for 40 years, Putin would respect Trump. He doesn't respect Barack Obama. He laughs at him. He's a clown. So people say, how would we do to Putin? He might offend him. No, these guys recognize strength. The Russians only recognize strength. Donald Trump is a man of courage. He's a man of integrity. He has got the cojones for a face-to-face with Putin, and he will be a peacemaker, not a war maker. If you want war, vote for Hillary Clinton. She's already telegraphing it.
She was
a neocon for the Iraq War.
I know. I have these leftists running up to me and attacking me and stuff and getting in my face, and they're like, how dare you, warmonger? How dare you, warmonger? Hillary, Hillary. And it's just like, it's total opposite of reality.
Yes.
I mean, it is crazy. Well, we've only got about 4 or 5 minutes left, and we've got Ted Nugent coming up. I appreciate you coming in through the security cord and all the rest of it. I know you're going to be doing a lot more today. Tell us what else you're going to be up to, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, and tell us other key tidbits and information that folks should be brought to speed on. I know there's a new T-shirt I heard about.
Yeah, look, first of all, one of the best things about the rally that Alex and I spoke at the other day was the enormous number of Hillary for Prison T-shirts, which you can go to the Infowars.com score now and grab yours. And I urge you to do so because get the original article. Once Trump is president, we're going to put that T-shirt in the Smithsonian. You'll be able to see one. Now we are introducing a new T-shirt, which I think folks need to get, telling the real truth about Bill Clinton, who is a serial rapist and an abuser of women. This is the Achilles heel of these globalists, and you will soon be able to get this T-shirt at Infowars.com exclusively, or you can contact us at the Stone Zone or the StoneColdTruth.com, and we'll tell you how to get
it. Absolutely. We're going to be carrying it, but just get it right now. And again, going out there, I'd say a third of the people on the street are wearing Hillary for President's shirts. It is unbelievable. And the meme has been the number one search term off and on for a month. We make rape with Bill. We got to make this go full tilt.
Yeah. Well,
In fact, I think I'm going to fly planes and say Bill Clinton's a rapist.
Well, we had hoped
he can sue me. It's not true.
We had hoped to plaster the city with a poster like this, but the city fathers pointed out that there are certain regulations against that. But in other cities, while Alex is flying the banners, we may just have our snipers, that's what they call people who post these posters, where it's perfectly legal, litter all the swing states.
He settled multiple rape cases. He raped the country. He raped Iraq. He's a rapist.
Absolutely.
He's a public figure. He can go straight to hell.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm done, man. I'm all in. Briefly, what'd you make of the communists trying to shut us up? So I tried to, go up there and basically take the flag, go to the top. They didn't get too happy about that yesterday.
Well, look, at the rally the other day, you may have noticed that I was sweating so profusely. That's because I was wearing a bulletproof vest. I mean, I get 13 death threats a day, and it's always the same person. It's the same breathy male voice that sounds amazingly like Joe Connison. I don't think it is Joe Connison, but it sure sounds like him. So it is incredible that they blame us for our tactics. We're violent thugs. We're the bad guys. But these people are threatening my family. I had a guy call me this morning, 6:25 in the morning. I've got a bullet with your name on it. I've got a second bullet with Trump's name on it. Hangs up. I'm tired of this crap. I'm just tired of it. Those are the tactics of the Soros-funded left. I've informed the authorities. And frankly, I've always believed it's those who threaten you that won't hurt you. It's the ones who don't threaten you who
I was about to say, though, they're scared. That's why they're trying to bring down Fox right now. I mean, this is history is happening. People should be really excited. And notice, their intimidation hasn't worked. Thousands of patriots are here. We outnumber the miscreant communists. I'd say 2-1.
Yeah, no, it is very heartening to see all those folks out there yesterday. 3,000 people came to a rally, blistering heat, to hear Alex Jones, to hear Roger Stone, to hear an all-star lineup of patriots talk about their love for this country and what this election's really about.
Well, I've got to say, I mean, look, we're the real liberals, okay? I'm for more freedom. You're for more freedom. The so-called left has turned into a bunch of authoritarians allied with the controlled authoritarian right, and this is the populist resistance to it. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. We got a big interview we did the other day with you about to come out today as well. We're going to talk some more. I'll see you out there on the floor coming up tonight and tomorrow. Thank you so much, Roger.
Great to be here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Roger, let me talk to you real quick during the break. Again, folks, we are going to break here. On the other side, we've got Ted Nugent coming up. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link for real coverage of the rebellion against tyranny at the RNC 2016, live from Cleveland. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American
city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I was just getting like 15 people out of here during the break. Ted Nugent is scheduled to be calling in, but there's always time zone issues and things like that. He is on the road going city to city. Notice Ted Nugent is not at the RNC this year because he was not invited. The RNC itself kept him off the list. I don't blame Trump for that. I blame some of the people that, quote, don't want Trump to be too radical. Well, it's radicalism in the face of radicalism that is no vice, to paraphrase Barry Goldwater, at least I plagiarize him here on air. But as they say, stealing is the, at least words and ideas, is the most sincere form of flattery. And I forget who said that, but I'm being a little bit sarcastic now about the fact that they're claiming that Mrs. Trump is engaged in all of that. But what overshadows everything and what really is the big issue that everyone should be looking at is that they're trying to have a coup d'etat at Fox. I mean, that really is the big enchilada. This is a big deal, folks. This signals everything Drudge said is dead on. I know Drudge was legitimate and was really told that, and I've been told similar things, but this shows that that intel he got from that individual and others was accurate. This is the year they're trying to come out with free speech. They're not doing too well. And it's blown up their face in Europe as well. But I tell you, very, very exciting to just know that there's patriots here. And I was just talking to John Ronson, who's obviously a famous author and researcher, who was also here while we had Stone in studio. And he was telling me a lot of behind-the-scenes things. And he said, why haven't you talked about the fact that they're chanting Hillary for prison on the delegate floor? And why haven't you talked about the fact that basically people are shouting, you know, stuff from your show? And I said, listen, I know that's going on, but I'm in a war. I got to just move on to the next thing. And when I tell you about the success we're having, it's so you know you're having success. It's because a lot of folks obviously aren't prominent. They're not known. People don't recognize them. So you don't realize that you're not losing, that you're winning. And, yes, it is exciting to hear my talking points, my research, my terms, my angles, smashing through the disinformation and being all over mainline talk radio, all over Fox. They're fighting to keep it off CNN, MSNBC. They are scared to death. But listen, I am not the inventor of this. I am not plagiarizing it either. I am enjoying the birthright of a person who wants to be part of the new renaissance, the system of Americana. Not the problems we've had, but the good things we've had that no one could deny were the best the world ever saw. And I really am just wanting you to know that you are the leadership. You are the resistance. And that's not to make you feel important. It's because that's how we're going to beat these people. There's no way they can shut all of us down. And I tell you, my one big frustration is when I'm out walking on the street or I'm, whether it's Austin, Texas or Cleveland, Ohio, and there's all these great men and women of every race, color, and creed that want to shake my hand, want to take photos with me, want to talk to me, I'm too busy getting to the next place to fight the globalists to sit there and talk to you. And I tell you, hey, I love you. You're great. I got to go. And so I just want folks to know, because I've run into people before that have had their feelings hurt, that, listen, we're not playing games here. Okay, we are taking action. Okay, and when you look at somebody like Ted Nugent, or you look at somebody like Nigel Farage, or you look at somebody like Donald Trump, or you look at somebody like Matt Drudge, these are people that are putting everything on the line because they don't want to be slaves. These are people that are defending this republic, and it's that spirit they're trying to extinguish because it's that spirit that will bring them down. And Ted Nugent is now on the line. Of course, the Motor City Madman. Now, this is the guy who carries the mantle in the United States now, basically of Chuck Heston and the Second Amendment, and I would say he absolutely fills those shoes and more. I am very honored to be seen as a staunch defender, and I am, of course, of the Second Amendment. But I tell you, we need more of these prominent leaders to get even more hardcore, because it's Ted Nugent's no-nonsense, you know, in their face that has helped us realize we're under attack. He's raised the alarm. So joining us is a true modern Paul Revere. Ted Nugent, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank
Thanks, Alice. I appreciate those kind words. I bring you self-evident truth and common sense and logic from the not-so-mean streets of America, traveling all this country as I have for the last 50 years. And what Alex Jones represents, what Ted Nugent represents, is not alone. It really is the heart and soul of this country, and I see and hear it, feel it, and celebrate it every day of my life. So be strong, be stronger, be more absolute, and know that we, the people, are with you 100%.
Absolutely. If this was a war, which it is, how would you describe it as a general? At what point have we reached? I mean, I see the tide turning against tyrants worldwide. The problem is they're digging their heels in.
Well, the dumbing down of America was on the fast track, and it's come to fruition. When you've got, you know, social movements based 100% on lies, the Black Lives Matter is the most embarrassing of all. And you've got so-called leaders like Barack Obama, whose entire career is based on a lie. And you've got Loretta Lynch literally committing glaring crimes in public, tampering with evidence in Orlando. And then you've got the poster child for Saul Alinsky's book dedicated to Satan and Hillary Clinton and the whole list of liberal Democrats. And horribly, Alex, so much of the Republican Party has just been a shadow of the freaks and on the left. I believe that the culture war has finally awakened a we the people fist in this fight. I believe that the record numbers coming out for Donald Trump, who is anything but perfect, but compared to what the Democrats have put forth, a lying felon criminal scam artist like Hillary Clinton and a communist, are you kidding me? Bernie Sanders actually had people show up and cheer him on. In the face of that absurdity, Donald Trump almost comes off as Michael the Archangel. So I see an awakening from this self-inflicted, embarrassing, soulless curse of apathy and disconnect. Finally, people in the asset column of America are realizing that we're being taken advantage of by this administration and this government and this media and academia. And I see a giant awakening out here. I'm on tour every day all summer long. And what makes America strong is finally waking up. So I think the prognosis is better now than in the years that you and I have known each other. I bring you positive spirit, downright a warrior effervescence on the not-so-mean streets of this country.
Absolutely. And folks know that I don't give people cheerleader reports. You don't either. You've come on the show for probably off and on for like 15 years. And, you know, we've had some really negative, you know, broadcasts where we admit how down we are. Not to be fear-mongering, not to be negative, but just to tell folks we're down in the ditch getting our asses kicked. But now we've gotten up and the enemy is getting their butt politically kicked. The problem is they're going to pull out the stops. And I want to talk about that with Ted Nugent of TedNugent.com. Also, of course, you know, writes syndicated columns, so much more. Go see him on his show. Sold out tours when you can around the country. But Ted, I have the inside scoop from Fox from three different people that are currently there, one of them very high up. I knew about this about a year ago, 6 months ago, intensified. I knew it was coming about a week ago. Fake sexual harassment claims. Megyn Kelly saying, you know, that Roger Ailes hugged her too hard 6 years ago. And this is some of the Murdoch people with Hillary basically trying to take over Fox. That's why Hannity and a bunch of others are threatening to leave. This is unprecedented that the Clinton machine and the Obama machine is literally threatening to fire Hannity and people behind the scenes if he talks about Bill Clinton's record with women. I mean, there's major censorship. For me, that's a bellwether of an attempted coup that's ongoing at Fox News right now. It really shows us that we're 2 minutes to midnight here. These people know they can't beat our information, so now they're trying to shut us up.
Well, we've seen that forever. I mean, I started this culture war, Alex, back in the 1960s when I was doing rock and roll radio interviews. And people, you know, the disc jockeys, the stoners in the music industry would ask me where all my piss and vinegar and fire and passion for the music comes from. And I'd explain that I was raised in the shadow of Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Little Richard and James Brown and Wilson Pickett and celebrate those great Black founding fathers. And then I would also insert how I just wrapped up a wonderful weekend with my dad and brothers, and mom and sister in the deer hunting camp. And I was aim small, miss small, disciplined in the world of hunting and the outdoor lifestyle. And these people would freak out that I murdered innocent animals. I mean, the culture war started when the insanity of animal rights came to be. And then they find out that I carried a gun and that I believed in self-defense, and these hippies were aghast. I mean, they just began
to... How dare you carry a gun when every free man in history carried a weapon?
So I was being attacked and condemned and ostracized for what can only be described as the perfect human responsibility of defending one's life and balancing the herds and eating venison. Those two elements, the hunting lifestyle and the Second Amendment, were the tip of the culture war spear when it started, because the hippies couldn't believe that I would kill an innocent animal.
And by the way, even folks that love you for decades and don't know the lore of Ted Nugent, I know a lot of it, and I don't mean to be kissing your butter, but it is cool to see how long ago you were basically doing what I've been doing for 20 years, 40, 50 years ago. It's just crazy, Ted.
It really was, and it struck me. You know, I pursed my lips and furrowed my brow, and I went, wait a minute. So you think I'm an idiot for not snorting cocaine and smoking dope, but that I should be jailed for and a Second Amendment participant? Really, that's the premise of your hate for me. So the Saul Alinsky machine work started running amok, and they would call me a racist and a homophobe and a draft dodger and an anti-Semite, you know, all the knee-jerk dishonesty from the left, if they can't debate you. And of course, that the left cannot debate me, because I'll eat their family tree and spit sawdust like I did on Texas Public Television and to our friend Piers Morgan. And so they would immediately begin to attack me personally and claim that I can't play guitar and that I'm a homophobe, when I actually am none of the things that they claim I am. So I take that as a badge of honor. But what you're seeing at Fox, what you're seeing from the unbelievable power of the Clinton machinery, these people can meet with Loretta Lynch, and she can actually violate her oath to the Constitution and edit the tapes from the Orlando shooting 911 calls without a flinch, without any sense of accountability, knowing that she's immune from prosecution because the president hired her based on the color of her skin, not the content of her character. And that statement I just made alone will so infuriate the leftist, America-hating media and academia and the government punks and thugs that hate Ted Nugent and hate Alex Jones and hate the Constitution, hate freedom, hate the Pledge of Allegiance. They hate everything good about people, everything good about them. I could not be more proud.
And by the way, Ted Nugent, you're saying all this, it's just pure veritas. It's just, I think you're the only guest we have on where it's just all like absolute veritas. It's just every word is absolutely, totally true. They have inverted reality. They're the most anti-liberal people. I think of liberal as Thomas Jefferson. More freedom, lower taxes, you know, every person right to defend themselves, maximum individual liberty. That's liberal. These people aren't liberal. I think it's time to really call them what they are. Just a bunch of scum and criminals and losers that want to control reality and run our lives. And I tell you, more and more of the grassroots so-called leftists are getting off the plantation. I really see that happening. But in your gut, what else are you really concerned about? Obviously, communists, Black Lives Matter, Obama refusing to repudiate him, saying, you know, the cops need to reform themselves, implying the death of police is a good thing. I mean, I don't understand the disconnect. How does Obama think he's going to get away with starting the civil war in the country? Or do I have a blind spot? I mean, does he have a chance? What's he doing?
I don't think he has a chance. We see these isolated events of outrageous demonicy by the sniper in Dallas and the murderer in Baton Rouge. Right after those horrific events attacking the heroes of law enforcement, Alex, I was with the Dallas Police Department. I happen to have trained with some of these guys, and I work with these guys. And just last night, we were in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I met with a bunch of the heroes of law enforcement there. But more importantly than those law enforcement warriors are the enormous crowds, the armies of we the people who stand with law and order and law enforcement. So I don't believe that even as a dishonest, America-hating, anti-constitutionalist that we have as the commander-in-chief, I don't believe that even the power that he has with all his communist buddies like Van Jones and Loretta Lynch and Valerie Jarrett, I don't think they're going to overwhelm we the people. It got close there for a while because of the apathy and the allowing of the dumbing down of America. But I hang with people every day, Alex. I have meetings every day with people with charities, children's charities, military charities, conservation charities, working hard, playing hard Americans that sacrifice and take risks.
And by the way, statistics show
that column.
That's right. Major studies in Canada and the UK show that conservatives and libertarians worldwide and Christians and patriots give six times more money than liberals and just do so much more good stuff. And that the left, again, is six times more likely to rob. I mean, the left are just criminals.
There's no question about it. Let me give you an example. I know a lot of people would just think that this is an isolated example, but I get it all the time. And if I was on the radio with you every day, I could give you a dozen examples like this every day where an ultra-liberal radio guy, a disc jockey who I've been working with for about 40-plus years, we recently did an interview in Detroit, and during the interview he said, this is going to be very difficult for me, Ted, but I want to publicly state live on the air my apology to you. Because I always ridiculed you and made fun of you and condemned you for your politics going back to the 60s and 70s and 80s. And I just want to publicly state that I was wrong and you were right. Now that I have woke up, now that I have educated myself to what is going on in our government and so much of the media and academia, those are that's the triad of power abuse and criminality, government, media, and academia. He apologized to me, and he's a liberal guy, Alex.
That's amazing. Stay there. Final segment with Ted Nugent. I just realized something. Ted Nugent's like the original InfoWarrior of the last century.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, this is my favorite guitar riff of all time, hands down. There is no debating it. Just the ass kicking or kissing contest just continues. But it's just true, though. I mean, Ted Nugent is that good. He's been fighting the culture war for almost 50 years. That's hard to believe, isn't it? And the guy doesn't look like he's 55. He has been putting out some of the most savage music in the world for decade after decade. And I just love it when I'm driving down the road and hear his music, or I see a car commercial or a new hot movie coming out and it's Ted Nugent music. I mean, you know, and I've got myself a radio and TV show and a big crew. I mean, I got a wrecking crew. I got a rock and roll band too. And so we're all in this fight, kicking globalist commie ass. Ted Nugent, it is so awesome, man. You're right. We are winning. We are turning the tide, but it's going to get rough, my friend.
Well, let me tell you, every night when I play Stranglehold, the teeth and eyeballs that fill the audience is so inspiring. But let me tell you, since that song came out in 1975, I literally have gotten thousands of correspondence from military heroes, from Delta Force and the Army Rangers and the Green Berets and all the special ops. These guys use the song Stranglehold to gear up to go into battle. And they tell me that whenever they listen to my music before they go into battle, they kill more bad guys. Now, is there a better testimony to meaningful music than that?
Well, I mean, it's like Beethoven, but rock, the way it just builds. And it's a perfect song. It's a perfect song.
Well, you should see it from where I see it every night. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
How did you come up? I mean, you come up with so much incredible stuff, but how did you come up with that?
Well, first of all, I was raised in a hunting lifestyle. So that aim small, miss small ballistic ballet that you have to adhere to be a good deer hunter and to compete with my dad and my brothers at the firing range. I'm going to tell you, there's something about sight acquisition, breathing and trigger squeeze that actually applies to guitar playing if you do it right. So every time I pick up, I play a Gibson Birdland, and this hand-carved arch-top jazz guitar made by American craftsmen in Kalamazoo, Michigan, it is the embodiment of what God wanted wood to be used for, and it has such a resonance, such a tapestry, such an unlimited topography of sounds and tones and voices that it feeds back and it makes these noises and it forces you to hold it and cradle it and touch it in a certain way. And because I was raised by these black gods of thunder, the Howlin' Wolf and the Muddy Waters, and I was born in the shadow of Detroit's Motown funk brother gods of thunder, that all manifests itself in the way that I play guitar. And so that lick, it embodies so much of the human spirit of defiance, and not just the sexuality that is apparent to the rhythm and the grind of the rhythm section, but the volatility of the lyric. Here I come again now, baby.
But it does raise confidence. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it does raise your confidence.
Well, I tell you, there's only one thing more dangerous than a sow grizzly with cubs, and that's Ted Nugent with more confidence. And since I play that song every night, I do believe that the Founding Fathers wanted everybody to be like me. That's what I believe.
Well, Ted, again, I think what you're saying here today is America's finding its spirit again, isn't it?
It really is. And I got to tell you, Alex, you travel, you're a gregarious guy, you hang with working hard, playing hard Americans. And I do every day. I'm in Naples, Florida today, and I'll be hanging out with 20 people tonight at the concert in Jacksonville, and tomorrow in Melbourne and Pompano, and up in Clearwater and Atlanta and Mobile and Bossier City and Illinois. I'm, every night I hang with people in the asset column, people who sacrifice so they're in the asset column.
It's amazing. Five more minutes, Ted Nugent. We're back in 70 seconds. TedNugent.com. I'm Alex Jones, live from the RNC, Infowars.com. Back in 70 seconds with 5 more minutes with Ted Nugent.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.